Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Shots Pod. My name is Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. There's Kyle's chair. Nothing has changed.
All I did was just move an inch. I swear there's one coming on Amazon in about a month.
His left butt cheek twitched and it just made that sound. This is episode 36, I believe. We're going good. I'll be excited to hit episode 52 because that means like that's like one a week with throughout a whole year. So I'm pretty proud of that.
I don't know why 52 just sounds like a good number for a pass rusher
or a middle linebacker.
Think of one in particular.
I'm thinking of the other one.
Okay, let's see how well we know each other. Let me guess who you're thinking, and you guess who I was thinking. You go first. Okay. What was I thinking?
Okay, I'm thinking you're thinking Ray Lewis.
Okay. You're thinking Patrick Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, all right. I know you too much.
I know. That's how I know we've been doing this pod for too long.
And how long we've been talking football with each other for too long, also.
Oh, for sure.
For longer.
Anyway, let's get on to our pride and joy segment. What's in the cup today? It's what's in the bottle. I have a decanter here that I need to refill. I just can't make up my mind of what I want to fill in. I mean, usually people fill in their decanters with like whiskey, but I'm thinking of putting tequila in mine, but I'm not too sure. But
oh, you it's alcoholic? A nice one. I'm just playing. I didn't even hear what you were drinking because I had to get up.
I'm just saying. I'm drinking beer. That's what I'm drinking. But I need to find a liquor to put in a decanter. It was a gift from one of my good friends for my wedding. So now
which
I can go back
in 4 years and you haven't opened it.
No, it's open. Oh, it's been used. I've drank all that was in here already.
Oh, so it's a souvenir.
Right now, yeah. But I want to refill it with something nice. So if you're listening to this on Instagram or YouTube, leave a comment and I'll try it. Whatever you say, I'll put it in here. Besides piss.
Just don't say piss.
Okay. Well, now we know who the pothead is of the podcast. Well, what are you drinking? You just got out of a good workout.
Yeah, and I'm still drinking water because I'm still on them pills. Man, them headaches is killing me, man. It woke me up out of my sleep the other night.
Mm.
I had to try to sandwich my head with the pillow. That didn't help. I actually had to get up and look for that pill bottle. I was like, this is some bullshit.
Out of
fucking nowhere, I've been dealing with this.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. You start to be on the come up, and the enemy will try to strike something on you. That's just how it would be. That's always how it would be.
I was all right.
Yeah. Now, I don't got any
big
news.
Let me. I got some news. That author or that writer, whoever, who put Texas first and Houston last. I'm still pissed about that shit. You cut me off from last week.
I did. Oh, I did. And I'll do it again. I'm just kidding. Throw back just a little preview of our previous episode.
Yeah. I had to get that off my chest.
Last episode I also put like some. I put our intro music. I put it throughout the whole podcast. It's very low, very soft. So it should
help. Hopefully, enhance. I guess likes the mellow beats.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's always good to like hear something in the background
instead of just our voices podcast. Or my chair, which I'm starting to think.
Or my son.
I'm starting to think this chair. It's kind of like should be the staple. It's kind of like my identity now.
Yeah, you got to keep it now. You could buy a that $1,000 setup. You got to keep the chair. I actually eventually want this to go into like video based where we have like our cameras on. I want a better background.
Can you imagine a day when we're in the same room?
I'm recording in your restroom right now. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. I'm glad I got the door closed, because, man, I've been ripping them lately.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I bet. I've heard.
I've been in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle leaves, but the smell stays.
Oh, yeah. That's my sister. I was very well known for, you know, the whole walking in a room, let off a silent one, and then walk out. And then about 10 seconds later.
Chemical warfare.
All the time.
More deadly than those stealth fighters that they sent.
Speaking of which, a lot of these stealth fighters and these B-52 jets, since we're talking about war. Bro, I'm not... Here's some things. I got some new fears and some shits that I'm not going to do anymore. One, I am definitely not living any more west than Minnesota. Because mountain lions. I think I talked about that. Two.
I think I could take a mountain lion, but that's it.
I'll see that. All right. Well, when you do, I'll be sure to tell Christy and Josiah that the same thing you said to me when we were playing COD and I died a hero, and what you would say to my family at the funeral. I'm going to do that same shit to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People. We were playing. I ran, as I normally do, I charge when he told me not to. I'm guilty for doing that a lot of times. And I said, well, at least I die a hero. When I get my Purple Heart, you can, you know, when they present it to the family, you can tell them how, you know, I was a good soldier. And I ran into the line of fire. To which you responded by saying, yeah, I'll be sure to let them know how you ran the other way.
Yeah, I think I said he ran like a coward and got shot in the back.
So I'm gonna do the same shit to you. You take on that mountain lion. I'll be like, yeah, he was an idiot.
I read an article that a hiker actually fought a mountain lion, and he ended up killing it. And the dude was only like 170.
That had to have been a small lion, man. That had to have been a small.
Well, because mountain lions aren't big. I think like they get like maybe 150, maybe 180.
They're big. That's a fucking lion in the goddamn mountains.
No, I get that, right? But if you ask me, like, would you rather fight a mountain lion or a lion? I'm fighting a mountain lion.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll take my chances with that.
You know, I'm not faster than a mountain lion. I'm not more agile. I don't have more stamina. I just outweigh it. And, you know, I assume I'm stronger than it. You know, that's it. I'm finding the closest rock and bashing it. That's what I'm doing. I'm not, you know.
You're batshit crazy. That's what. So I ain't dealing with them. What else?
Now I just want to put it out there, I'm not gonna go and hunt one. I'm just saying, if the encounter ever came,
boy, you'll be the one being hunted.
exactly. I'm not looking for them. They're looking for me out there. You know, I'm not trying to go find trouble.
Let's see what else. So there's not living out west because I don't want to. Any homes they build, they're taking up their land, so they're going to be prowling around. I'm definitely not getting in helicopters. We know why. I'm starting to not want to get in airplanes. It's too many fucking near misses, if not all outright crashes. People always, especially when I was in D.C., would look at me crazy for driving back from D.C. to Texas. I'm like, shit, I ain't flying. First of all, I got to pray that that pilot came to work on a good day in a good mood. That's number one. Number two, I got to pray everyone else came in on a good mood. And then you got to deal with crackheads who want to act a fool on a damn plane. Then they got to divert the flight. You got to deal with all that shit. Man, it's too many variables that you can't control when you're in a plane. I'd rather not deal with it. So I fly when I have to because I have no other choice. But if I, as Isaiah, you know, I will drive.
Kyle's been to the West Coast, to the East Coast, and to the South, and now to the North.
And driven all the time. I will drive my ass there.
He has outlined the United States on his Google locations.
The only corner of the country where I haven't driven to was up to Seattle, which
Northeast.
Yes. Well, I've been to Boston.
Northwest. Yeah. Northwest. Sorry. Yep. I was looking at my camera and it was backwards.
Yep, yep, you're backwards. Now you just don't know your geography.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know my geography. Come on.
Let's see, what else? So there's planes. Water. Yeah, I already don't know how to swim. So,
no. Guess cruises. What race Kyle is? No, I'm just kidding.
I smells like you eat chicken.
He's black. He could say it. Calm down. Sit down. Sit down.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the water. That includes cruises, jet skis, all that shit. I ain't doing that. Especially cruises. I don't. First of all, Isaiah, just what you just said. I'm black, right?
Yes. This is true.
We was forced here into this country on a boat. Why the fuck am I going to get on one voluntarily?
I don't know.
So
that's the next one might end up in a better place. I'm just also kidding.
Remember when COVID struck and that one ship was stuck out in the sea? Fuck that.
Oh, dude, that's true. Oh my goodness.
Fuck that.
There was one cruise ship that had a passenger with it. He was like, he wasn't patient zero, but like he was one of the early
packed in there like sardines. Nope. Ain't doing it.
You remember like when the United States confirmed its first ever like COVID case? Yep. And everyone was like, oh my gosh. And then millions got COVID after that. It just fell through the... Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to go back and...
You want to put on the tinfoil hat now?
No. I'm not. We'll stop it there. This is a sports podcast.
And while we're talking about shit that I won't do because I'm just afraid of it now. And I'd rather just live and keep my feet on the ground.
Amen.
Yeah, I think those are the... How many was that I gave? Was that three that I said? Four.
That was enough.
That was four.
That's what that was.
Yeah, that was four. It was.
That was enough.
Living out west because I don't want to be out because I like being outside. I don't want to deal with mountain lions. No helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Extremely planes. Limited on planes and that nothing cruises. On the water.
Yep.
Staying my eyes on land. All right. Now on to sports. Or how's life treating you?
It's good. It's going good. We talked, we'll say off air or before recording, you know, got big things starting up for my family. So pretty happy with that. I'm going to be starting to study for another test, hopefully the final test that I will take. And I pray it's a one and done and, you know, work up my way in a career and then get my own office. And so that's doing great. I got back into creating Excel models. I want to get prepared for NFL season.
Yes, we got to work on that. Yes. All right.
You know, using Poisson ratio and probability. Been doing my own research and watching YouTube videos, and I have a good grasp of what I need to do.
Yep.
I was doing it for baseball, but then I stopped because it was like baseball is only more than halfway done. There is a lot of numbers. That's why I got excited. And I was getting to where I wanted to be. But I was like, I'm going to finish this maybe in a week, in 2 weeks. And then what? I only get to use it a fourth or a quarter of the actual season. So I decided probably to pause that. I'm going to switch to a football one.
That's still got my football. NBA template.
Yeah. And then with our NBA template, we'll just refresh it for next season, you know. That's basically what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, people, we're trying to become bookies.
Yeah. This is the side gig. You know? This podcast is going to turn to a documentary of how our bookie career started. We were just hinting at it first, and then we finally created something that's useful, and it just took off from there.
Who are we hiring as the enforcer?
Mine and your cats, or at least my cat.
Oh, definitely. Your cat already got a body to his name.
Oh, he does, man. The guy's crazy. Very cuddly with us, but strangers, you just walk by, he's swiping at them Achilles. I'll tell you that.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but we definitely need a forcer. I would love it if FanDuel or DraftKings just, you know, became legal in Texas, but that's not happening. So. Because that's
in Oklahoma for that.
That's where this model will shine. So, But anyway, that's it. That's it for mine. I don't know if you want to share any updates.
Nah, I'm good. The only update I want to share is whatever comes for the Astros, because we got to do something.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. But let's move on to our first topic. The NFL is back in July. This Thursday.
Still kind of blows my mind.
The Los Angeles Chargers versus the Detroit Lions in the NFL Hall of Fame game. First preseason game of the year is in July. It's the last day of July, but it's still in July. I'm excited, but I'm telling you truth. I don't know. Okay. Well. I'm excited, but I'm also shocked that it's starting so early. Like, hold on. Wait, I still need to sign up for the Sunday ticket. Give me a chance. You know?
Streamers. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
I had a little bit of Tourette's right there, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Tourette's, he says.
Nothing, I didn't say anything.
Now, I mean, you just get excited about preseason because that just means football is almost here.
I used to get excited about preseason.
I do. I still do, but not as a general, just for like my team, you know.
Now I'm just like, because they're, I mean, it was already meaningless, but because they're cutting back on it, and you know, it's terrible to get to the damn season. Most of the guys don't see your main starters anyway. You know, they're just getting their reps in. So just get ready. Just go to week one where we watch bad football for like the first 2 weeks until everyone actually gets their feet wet, which is what the preseason is for.
Yeah. Agreed. Now, what always sucks is that some starter or star player gets hurt during preseason. And I'm just waiting
shit
to
happens.
Hear
that's football.
What that name had. No, I agree. I agree. But it's just, it's always somebody. Could be on your team.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Could be on
that's
my true. Team. You know? Sometimes it's quarterback, receiver, but that shit happens. Now, who are you most excited to watch besides your team, like, or player, or you can even be on your team, like a player? That you're just excited to see. So, like, on my team, it's obviously Drake May, right? With the new coach, new offensive line, new weapons. But the person I'm excited to see is Brian Thompson Jr. for the Jaguars. And I could also throw in Malik Nabers, because we have more LSU great receivers coming into NFL besides Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, who are arguably the best receivers right now, also LSU played with Joe Burrow, and now we got two more. And so you know the excitement. It's always the it's always the superstar wide receivers that get fantasy owners hyped, that get fans hyped. They do the little dances, all the kids start copying them. The dance then goes into Fortnite. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. But my favorite position, though, is tight ends. And the Colts drafted a tight end out of Penn State. You know, the big bruiser guy.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I was wondering where he went.
Yeah. He wasn't the first tight end taken. Actually,
wait a minute. I thought the Colts took him.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were still talking about him on the Patriots. No, because
No.
Because what made me immediately think the Colts was like, yeah, it's just like the Colts. They needed they needed this generation's Dallas Clark. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, he's on the on the Patriots. But
no, yeah, he's on the Colts. Tyler Warren. 6'5", 256. Like I've told Christy and other friends, you have to be born a Titan.
Yeah.
Titans are born. They're not something that you could develop into size wise.
I think it starts from pregnancy. The minute you find out as a boy, you got to start eating. Start eating more.
Exactly. Just keep eating. That's why my baby boy has had red meat back to back nights.
So I said he's gonna be a catcher.
Yep. And so, but yeah, just Tyler Warren's a guy who could block, who could run, who could catch. So I just, you know, it's exciting to see another Gronk, another George Kittle, like you said, Dallas Clark, right? Just those type of tight ends. Yes, there's a Brock Bowers who was elite since a freshman and will get 100 catches. He's the next Travis Kelce, probably. So, you know, but
a random rough and tough tight end back in our day. It's funny to say that.
I was gonna mention a tight end. The shortest tight end I knew that was pretty good was Delanie Walker for the tight ends.
Yep.
I think he was like 6 feet or 6'1". Like he was kind of a short for a tight end, but he still got it done.
I was thinking of Jeremy Shockey, because
I still
remember that play where he could have went for the touchdown, but I think he specifically looked for a dude to run over on his way to the end zone. I think that was against the 49ers. Memory serves correct in that game.
He played his whole
career. He literally in the chose NFC violence.
That's just how those tight ends are.
Yeah. So when you say you have to be born a tight end, I immediately thought of Jeremy Shockey. the dude literally was looking for contact. He said, fuck the touchdown. I want to run over you and get the touchdown.
Exactly. And then Gronk never tried to juke anybody. He just tried to go through him.
And one play that I remember from Gronk was when he kept blocking that dude past the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Past where the people was.
In the Colts, yeah.
Like, talk about finishing the play. Like, the whistle's of course been blown, but I think at that point he was trying to show little boy a point.
Yeah.
He was trying to make a point.
I remember in the interview afterwards, like, oh, he was yapping, so I threw him out of the club. that was his words. So, but no, I miss seeing times like that. And, like, you know, I'm not asking for, like, tight ends to be tough and mean and stuff. I can't even want to watch tight ends like Jason Witten. Someone who's reliable but also tough, can block. Right? Nowadays, we got tight ends like Travis Kelce, who are more of, like, kind of just find a pocket, sit there, and it gets you yards afterwards. Uh-huh. Or Kyle Pitts, you know, supposed to be a unicorn. We don't get a lot of the old school tight ends anymore. Yeah.
He might be a bust, but he's still collecting the checks. He's about to get that pension.
Yeah. I think he'll probably get traded.
Oh, yeah. He probably will at some point. I'm actually curious to see how CJ is going to come out this year. I need a bounce back from you.
The Stroudster.
Yeah, there was there's definitely a regression. Or if we're going to just call it the sophomore slump. So I'm expecting definitely expecting a bounce back. Up until they get bounced in January by either Baltimore, Buffalo, or Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or Cincinnati.
Oh, speaking of Cincinnati, they finally signed their... The first
they're going to be the most interesting that I'm going to be watching on the side, because their games are definitely going to be like 50 to 48 every week. Right?
Oh, dude. Me and you both are going for the Burrow Chase
combo. And that's specifically why I said, as commissioner, I'm going to make sure that there's even play all across. There's not going to be no advantages, because we've been getting screwed. We've been getting screwed very bad. Okay, I've been getting screwed very bad. So I'm going to make a rule that no duos.
And that rule got vetoed immediately by the cult commissioner. Listen, I've been first in points scored the points for the past 2-3 years, it's because of my combos that I have. You know, and I plan to do it again. If it's not Burrow Chase, it's going to be McCarthy Jefferson. You know, it's going to be something that I could just do, you know, good combos. And if you had a great 1-2 punch, oh my gosh, you're set.
No, you're not.
I was. You're not guaranteed to win championship, but you'll be in playoffs.
You'll make it harder for the ones that is trying to win.
Oh, that's the whole point, baby.
Because it's like when the rest of your lineup puts up goose eggs, and you're still biting your fingernails because of two motherfuckers. That is why.
I remember there was 2 weeks out of the year they both combined got me 100.
It's gonna put me to put a stop to it. It ends right now.
Nah, we're gonna keep it going. Yeah. You could kiss that rule goodbye.
Anyway,
but speaking of that, I mean, we could talk about the fantasy outlook, and I have pulled up right here the fantasy football rankings for PPR. Oh, now, Kyle, this is the NFL app, or the NFL.com. I just, you know, went simple. I know your feelings towards the Espen.
Yeah.
So, number one, Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, he won the Triple Crown last year. That's pretty obvious. I don't argue with that. Number two is CD Lamb. That's going to be interesting now that Perkins is there. You know, is he going to do two things, right? He's going to take fantasy points away, or he's going to take the attention away from him, and he's going to get even more points. So that'll be something to watch. And you know, Cowboys are going to need to score because that's going to throw a pick or fumble. So they're going to have to catch up. Right.
They ain't got no running game.
I don't even know who the running back is. I know they drafted Jaylon Blue from Texas, but supposedly he's lazy.
What?
Yeah. The coaches are worried about him being lazy.
Well, because they've been paid. These kids have been getting paid since they were freshmen. Of course they are.
Exactly.
They already got the money. They ain't got to work for it.
Number three is Justin Jefferson, but he's questionable. So
it's funny. I'm looking at ESPN, and
yeah,
they have your 1 and 3, Ja'Marr and uh-huh. Justin. But
yeah,
why is the stock so high on Bijan?
That's what I'm saying. He's the first running back on NFL 2. He's 4.
Yeah.
Now, I can understand it in a PPR league because, yeah, they do. Now, you know why they haven't over Saquon?
What?
I'm going to say two reasons, two words. Are you ready for this?
Let me guess. It's something that you hate, but
yes,
I absolutely see no problem with it.
Yes.
Why do you hate the tush push? What do you got against push?
Would you be upset if I said black people? I'm just joking.
Perfection.
They did. They really did. Just like they did with basketball. They took the white man's sport and made it better.
Then
Tiger Woods said, "Watch this."
And Serena said, "Hold my beer." Or hold my wine.
She did, man. She did. Even baseball too. You argue. Hey, Karen. Willie Mays.
Oh yeah, Barry. They don't want to give him his flowers.
Barry Bonds.
We need to get a black person in swimming and outdo Michael Phelps. But that.
Listen, Kyle. like you said in the beginning of the podcast. Step one is just getting in the water.
Oh man,
I am not racist at all, but I've never seen an African country win the swimming Olympics.
I'm not racist at all when I say that they swim like fish. That's gonna be hard to beat.
dog, shit, it's hard to beat what some people can't even catch, you know? But yeah, anyway, yeah, they have Bijan over Saquon. I think it's because of the tush push. Hurts is gonna take some touchdowns away from him.
Of course.
You know?
I'm picking up Hurts this year. Much to the dismay of some people that works on this pod. That's reason number two why I say no duos. Someone likes to pick up Jalen and AJ. So I say I ain't getting beat by
AJ. Yes. Yes. Someone that's heavily involved in this podcast. I think they doubled down twice back to back years too. Did she win? She didn't win this year, right? This past year? I think... No, one of your buddies beat me, I think. I hope. Yeah. I don't even know. But yeah, so they got Bijan 4th, Saquon 5th, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, who's I kind of want to draft as my first. Not really, though, because like, Dave Montgomery got 1,000 yards rushing.
I was about to say, he's going to have that Saquon effect.
Yeah, you know, because like, if Gibbs rushes for 20 yards, gets down at the 3, they're gonna put the ball in, you know.
They're gonna put the rushes for 99, Montgomery. And he's down at the 1. You know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I'll take the 9.9 yards. I won't lie. You know.
I keep that special rule? Anything over 40 yards is like an extra 2 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Because, like, let's say I draft, like, Jason Williams for Detroit, right? He's a second receiver, Amon Ross St. Brown, but sometimes he's got 50-yard touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So I would take, you know, the 6 plus the 50, that's 11, plus the catch, that's 12, plus another 2, that's 14 for one play. I'll take that any day. And that might be his only play the whole game, mm-hmm. you know? So I think it's worth it. I think what we should do, honestly, is put points for kick and punt return yards.
I do. I have it.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I must have missed the meeting.
Yeah, no, because I mean, you should definitely be rewarded if you get a punt return. If you
agreed.
Got returns a punt.
Now, I'll run up the top 10 here. Puka, obvious reasons. Malik Nabers, sophomore year, obvious reasons. We able to do what he did last season with Daniel Jones. Now he's got a new, you know, Mississippi quarterback, Ole Miss quarterback. Amon-Ra, obvious reasons. Brian Thompson Jr., again, another rookie receiver, was able to do last year with Trevor Lawrence. As the top 10, the number 11 here, I'm surprised, Devon Achane.
Got him number 12 on ESPN. They got him underneath Ashton Jeanty.
Underneath?
Yes.
They have him over Derrick Henry.
Wow.
On here. I don't know where they have Derrick Henry.
Down at 19. I mean,
crazy.
Is there going to be some decline?
That's what they said when he went to Baltimore. And the guy got like 20 touchdowns. I haven't seen it. Have you seen the man slow down? Have you seen anyone willing to talk with him still?
Yeah, what, you want to get a friend to try to tackle him?
I'll pass. I'd rather fight a mountain lion. and then that's where the comedy show ends right there.
Yeah,
walks away, drops the mic. You know. Shit. I think he should be top 10 personally. I think
I'm looking at he's all the up people there. That's like being snubbed way down at the bottom on this list.
What are some notable names that you see?
They got Joe Mixon at 45.
Okay, well, stop being biased. Did you know Derrick Henry's middle name was Lamar? I don't know that. No. Yeah, bro, he had 1,900 yards and 16 touchdowns. How is that man not top 10?
Man's a machine.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
They got freaking Joe Burrow at 39.
Is he the first QB though, or is it Josh Allen?
Josh Allen is above him. Yep, 28. Who is the first QB though?
Oh, on mine it's Lamar. Lamar then Josh Allen.
I'm looking. This is bad with the lag time. Yeah, they actually Lamar is higher. No, it's not. Josh is the first one. It's Josh, Lamar, Jaden.
Okay.
Then Jalen.
Gotcha. Now, one person that I think is kind of high. Maybe I'm really wrong. Rashee Rice, right? He got into some law trouble last year and then got hurt. They have him at 35 here. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes uses anybody. You know, their backup tight end will get a 2-touchdown game every month or so.
It's almost like Russian roulette on who to start.
Because I picked exactly like last year. The only one you should start on the Chiefs' offense is Mahomes. Because remember, even Kelsey, a year or two ago, was awful. You know.
There was some slippage from a fantasy standpoint. There was some slippage.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Mahomes was even top 12 last year in fantasy. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty confident that. Let's see. I'm going to scroll down here. The first rookie on here is obviously Ashton Jeanty at number 13, which is the expectations are through the roof with this guy.
That's probably going to be a stay away because
it is too. You have him over Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Now, the only reason why you have him is because of part of injury.
Yeah.
Hey, if Christian, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you want to know where your boy Drake May is?
I'm going to say he's the 12th quarterback, 13th quarterback.
I don't know what. I literally just saw his name, and I lost it. That tells you how way down low it is.
Damn. You tell me you're going to have to control F it?
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to F it.
Let me see. On mine... Oh, I called it. Drake May is the 12th quarterback on NFL.
Damn it. Motherfucker, where is this?
It actually lets me sort by position.
Okay, here we go. You say he's the what quarterback?
He's a 12th quarterback.
He's the 15th on here at 121.
That's not bad. I don't mind that. That's better than half of the NFL.
Tua. Oh. Yeah. He's the 19th one.
Ugh. Tua is just man, you just hope Tua just
Man, I just plays. Hope walk.
Yeah, after, just stays after out.
His career's over.
You know,
it's like that meme where everyone is like, I think it's that Christmas meme that comes out, or no, it's Thanksgiving, and then they're passing the plate to Tua, and he's like, "Happy Easter."
Oh yeah.
I was like, that fucked up.
Dang, Stroud on here is 20th,
bro. He's 21st.
Oof. He's right next to Trevor Lawrence and Cam Ward on mine.
Oh, he's underneath Matthew Stafford on here.
Yeah, same. JJ McCarthy's above Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Hey, raccoon eating dude from Carolina. He's the 56th wide receiver.
Xavier Leggett.
Yep. Boy eating coon. Yeah, he definitely from the backwoods.
Oh, you could show, you could tell just by his accent.
Man, if he walked in on the Klan rally, he'd be welcome.
Mm-hmm. Man, it hurts to see when I go to wide receiver rankings. The first Patriots wide receiver is number 37, Stephon Diggs. That means there's some backups or second stringers. We'll call wide receiver twos on other teams that are better than our first wide receiver.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's busy
doing what he does on yachts and shit.
Yeah. But anyway, that was our little fantasy outlook, looking at rankings, starting our strategy, starting our drafting plans.
Yeah, not doing.
But let's. Okay, that's enough out of you. Let's talk about the greatest Super Bowl teams that we watched, or just in history, right? Now I'm gonna name a team that actually lost.
Go 1 through 5, or like how you?
I think I'm just gonna do like a top three. Now I'm judging this based off the players that year. That's what I'm basing it off. And my first pick was actually the losers of the Super Bowl, and that's the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Pro Bowlers and 5 first team All Pros. 4 of them being on offense, obviously, right? You got obviously Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, who had 83 catches that year as a running back. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, 1, 2 wide receivers, both over 1,000 yards. I don't know how often that happens. Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. And then one of the greatest cornerbacks of our time that kind of gets forgotten, Yanis Williams. But they ended up losing to that team, to the Patriots, in the final seconds of the game with a 48-yard field goal. Now, this team had the nickname, obviously everyone knows, the greatest show on turf, for a reason. Kurt Warner almost had 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. Marshall Faulk, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, 83 catches, 700 yards, 9 touchdowns. As I mentioned before, the 2 wide receivers, both over 1,000 yards. This team, all around, and their coach, got their nickname for a reason. But that's my number one. Do you want me to name my next one, or do you want to get your first one in?
Well, we're looking at greatest Super Bowl teams. I'm looking at it based off which teams had the most Hall of Famers played in the game, and
that's good too.
I'm gonna see if you can guess, and your hint is they met each other in the Super Bowl 3 times.
Okay, well, I'm gonna guess it's the 49ers and the Cowboys.
Well, how are they gonna meet in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I've been drinking. I've been slipping some other stuff in my drink too. So they met in the Super Bowl 3 times.
Yourself?
I guess so.
Yes.
Can I know what
years? If I give it a year, if I do that, that might give it away.
Okay. But it's not gonna be like it's not gonna be like Packers Chiefs, right? Like old school.
Okay. It's old school, but it's not Packers Chiefs.
It's old school, but it's not Packers Chiefs.
These 2 Super Bowl matchups, 2 of the 3 got beat by the Packers. Beat the Packers and Chiefs.
So is it recent? Now,
no, it's not recent.
I'm just throwing off. Is it Steelers Cowboys?
Bingo.
There you go.
With 23 Hall of Famers.
Damn. Dang,
Pittsburgh,
brother, that's a whole starting offense and defense plus a kicker.
Let's just run. So if we're talking about the greatest Super Bowl teams, like, you know, we're gonna have to you will have to start there. So that's Super Bowl 10 and Super Bowl 13 in the late 70s. Pittsburgh.
Whoa, I'll just run. Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. Oh, let's try and name me some for Pittsburgh.
Okay, easy. Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, that's one.
Mean Joe Green.
That's 2.
Rod Woodson came later.
Yeah, that's later. That's the third time they met in the 90s. That would
have
been
your hint. Did you know, fun fact, Ed O'Neill, the actor, was on that team as a practice squad.
Did not know that.
Yeah. He played with Terry Bradshaw and was on the line with Mean Joe Green for the practice squad. Didn't make it the whole season, but he was on. Yeah. Yeah. He was on the team. Okay, so I got Bradshaw, I got Mean Joe Green. And that's my mind. Is it Jack Hamm?
Okay, that's another.
There's also Jack Lambert.
That's another.
All right, that's four. That was a three defense.
Yep.
Mel Blunt.
That's five.
There you go, the cornerback. Shit, James Harrison played like he was in that era. okay. I'm trying to think of offensive players, but I Mike Webster, the center, Mike Webster.
Yes.
He was known for his biceps. He had huge biceps.
Didn't he die recently?
I think so. Okay, so
I'm about to look it up.
I said Bradshaw. I said Webster. I said Lambert, Ham, Green, Blunt.
Yeah. He died a long time ago. I guess it was someone else I was thinking of. He died in 2002.
Okay. Oh, that's 23 years ago. So I've named seven.
I'm definitely surprised you didn't name one guy on offense from Pittsburgh.
On offense? Is it a receiver?
And a running back. I just gave you the names.
And a running back.
Come on, really?
It's not Bettis.
Dude, that's the 90s.
I know, it's fine. I'm trying to think of his. This is still Steelers, right? Yes. Like, this is all on the Steelers?
This is still on the Steelers.
Oh, Franco Harris.
Thank you. Now, who's the receiver? It's actually two.
Two receivers. Damn, I don't think I'm gonna get these. I've named eight Hall of Famers on one team, so I mean I'm.
Alright, I can't believe you can't name these receivers. But the rest of the names,
I got eight. All right,
yeah, you did good. But the rest of them you probably wasn't gonna get because it's like ownership and shit. So the receivers, Lynn Swann and John Stallworth.
Okay, I know both of them.
okay. Because I was gonna say there was one play, if I would have described it, would have gave it a name away, where he kind of made a jump, dive, and catch, where he kind of caught, kind of like, unlike what, what's his name, did in the Super Bowl against the Falcons, where,
Jordan Edelman?
Yeah, no, Lynn Swann actually caught it when he pulled it going down to the ground, okay? And they didn't have replay back then. We knew that was a catch.
It was a drop if it was replay. I'm telling you.
All right, whatever. Chuck Noll, Bill Nunn, the Rooneys, Arden Dan, Donnie Shell. I'm not sure who that is, actually.
Well,
that's literally
Chuck Noll is the coach, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Rooneys were the owners.
All
right, so that's the Steelers. Can you try the Cowboys?
Staubach. Was Ed Too Tall Jones on that team?
I'm sure he was, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. There's a guy on the Cowboys that won Super Bowl MVP and he lost. I think his name was Danny White.
I thought I heard of that before too. I'm gonna have to look that up just to make sure that you're right on that. But if you're thinking of Hall of Famer, you got the last name right, but it ain't Danny.
Yeah. Okay. So it's White. I know it's White. I don't know. D-line. I don't know if it's. Yeah. He's D-line. He won Super Bowl MVP, but they lost.
Randy White.
But his last name is White. I don't know if it's Danny. I thought it was Danny. I
just said Randy White.
Randy White. There you go. Yeah, it was Randy. I said Danny. Okay, so Staubach, Randy White, Tony Dorsett.
He wasn't in the 70s.
No.
Not okay. yet. It was a little before his time.
Yeah. Who Which, else?
For time, you want me to just run through the list?
Mike Ditka. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Jay, wait. Jay Novacek.
No.
Okay. I think he was a tight end. But I think he played for, I don't know. I think he played for Tennessee, actually. All
right.
Yeah, go ahead. Run.
There's definitely three names that you could have
probably heard of. Yeah.
No, you've heard of them. I'm surprised you didn't guess. Drew Pearson.
Okay. Yes.
Gil Brandt and Tex Schramm.
I don't know the last one. I'll be honest.
Tex Schramm?
Yeah, I don't know the last one.
I think he should have been on. I think it was on.
Oh, I was assuming he was a player.
No. Let's see. Wikipedia just said he worked for him, but he was more on the TV side. Cliff Harris, Rayfield Wright, and Mel Renfro. That's it for the Cowboys side.
So, yeah, Mel Renfro, cornerback.
Yep. So that's the two Super Bowls that have the most Hall of Famers. So that would have to be like the greatest Super Bowl team. So if you're just talking about just teams assembled, you know, the next, let's see. And of course, now, it's, you know, that's kind of like skewing to more historical versus what's happening now because, you know, we'll know like 20, 30 years from now who gets into the Hall of Fame from the Super Bowls that we watched recently. And if you want to talk about the games itself, you know, that's like a different type of conversation.
It is, yeah.
I'm just looking at, okay, which are the greatest teams that was assembled. I mean,
yeah. Now, mine of recent years, the greatest team that I've ever seen assembled was, of course, the Legion of Boom. Right.
When they're going to have Peyton Manning. At least, I'd say, about four.
You think?
They'll have about four.
So, I think Cam Chancellor makes it, not first ballot.
Sherman makes it.
I think Sherman makes it. I think Lynch makes it.
Yes.
And then I think Pete Carroll makes it.
Yeah.
So that's four Hall of Famers on that team. Now, the most stacked, I think, of recent is the Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl. You had Brady, Gronk, Mike. Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown.
Godwin?
Godwin was on the team.
No, I'm talking about... Now, are we talking about... We're talking about stacked teams that has a legitimate shot of getting into the Hall of Fame. We putting Chris Godwin in that list?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not putting Leonard Fournette
on that list. You're just focusing.
Yeah,
just
but like Hall of Famers, there's three, right? Evans, Gronk, and Brady.
Yeah.
Right? If Antonio Brown didn't do what he did, Brown would probably have made it. You know, I don't think Brown makes it.
Yeah, he was on that trajectory if he actually didn't catch CTE. I think it was that hit from Vontaze Burfict. That was definitely that hit.
Someone on the defensive side that was on the team during that time that already won a Super Bowl, JPP, he was on that team. He started. He might be a Hall of Famer.
That's right.
You know?
And him and his nine fingers.
Yeah. Or I think it's eight. Sherman wasn't on the team yet.
What? Are you talking about the Seahawks?
No, I'm talking about the Buccaneers. Sherman was on the Buccaneers after that.
Richard Sherman,
dude, yeah.
I don't remember that shit.
I promise you. I'll look it up.
Been long retired.
Not that long. And then, what's his name? Yeah, he played for Tampa Bay in 2021. I know what I'm talking about.
Where
Where did I miss this? Darrell Revis is already in the Hall of Fame?
Did he retire right after the he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
Because
I mean I've vaguely remember, but I don't really. Like I wanna Well yeah, I mean he's been out 8 years now.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah. He got inducted 2 years ago. I think we just like brushed by it probably.
Oh, that is crazy. Because I'm looking at the Super Bowl between the one that should have, the Seahawks, that still pisses me off. And it has one, Darrell Revis. And I was like, whoa, I did not know he was already in the Hall.
Yeah, he got with the Marcus Ware, Zach Thomas, okay. Joe Thomas.
Okay. Well, that's good, though. I just didn't know he was in already.
You know, in another episode, we should do the greatest Hall of Fame class.
Redo the one from NFL Network.
All of them from
NFL Network, ESPN, Pro Football Talk, all that shit.
But yeah, so those are my three stacked teams. I think at least each of them have four Hall of Famers in them.
Which team had the next most from back in the day? And there was one where the Raiders had nine
Hall of Famers on one team.
Yep.
Is that the like Tim Brown
or no, this, dude? I'm looking back at the 80s.
Oh, the 80s. That's Ken Stabler, I think.
Yeah. After Stabler.
Okay.
Yeah, this would have been after Stabler. This is
Rich Gannon. I'm just kidding.
Nah, Marcus Allen, Cliff Branch, Al Davis, of course, Tom Flores, Ray Guy, all right. Mike Haynes.
Kyle, I'm gonna play a game with you.
What's up?
All right, and this is gonna end the pod. We're gonna name NFL players. The first letter of the last name. You of the previous player, you have to find an NFL player that has that first name. So I say Tom Brady, you would say Brian Urlacher, and then I would have to find a U, right?
You already lost that.
Yeah. So that's just how the game goes.
We'll see how long we can do that.
Do you want to go first or no?
Because I'm sick, because I might lose quick.
Huh?
I may lose.
What quick. Was that you? Nah. You? Okay. No, you're good. Okay, I'm gonna say. Let's just start with Joe Montana.
Mike Singletary.
Okay, now see, this is harder than I thought, but I'm going to say Steve Young. I think it's over now.
It's over. I can't think of no one that starts with a Y.
It's hard. Now, usually how it plays, it's people do just like... like athletes in general, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So like Yao Ming, you know.
Ah, oh, man, that would have been it right there. That's definitely yeah. we're gonna have to definitely do that in another pod.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna have to research the names.
But yeah, but I mean, we're about to hit the hour mark. I'm down to end it there if you want.
I'm good. I'm just ready for football to come back because
oh, dude.
Sundays are getting a little bit dull in the evenings. I need to hear that NBC thing song where, you know, well, back in our time when it was, you know, we had the crunch time to get those last minute assignments in, and you know you're about to be staying up past 12, 1 o'clock because you're gonna just sit and watch the whole damn game.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you're like, oh, okay, I really have to finish this now.
Remember trying to rush and do calculus work.
Yeah, but you bet your ass next week I'm gonna be doing mock drafts. That's going down.
No duos. Thank you, everyone. So you can do all the mock drafts you want. Fade me out all you want. I'm just kidding.
No. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode. We will catch you all in the next one. Peace.